start at the top of Ayin Aleph and Aleph. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yisrael Chodesh Echad. So we're talking about, in terms of how long he has to work out this nether, to see if he can get out of it. The Tanakhama said, Ad Lamed Yom, right, until 30 days. Rabbi Yehuda said, by Yisrael it's a Chodesh, and by Kohen it's Shnai. So the question is, the Gemara says, Hayinu Tanakhama. And the Tanakhama said 30 days, and Rabbi Yehuda said, Chodesh. What's the difference between Chodesh and 30 days? Sounds like they have the same opinion. It's right, so Amar by Kohenet Atalushminan, right? That he's going to teach us about a Kohen, that a Kohen gets 2 months. That's what Rabbi Huda's addition in the Mishnah is. Right? Rava Amar Chodesh Malay, Chodesh Chaser Yikibin Ayu. Has to do with the difference between a Chodesh Malay and a Chodesh Chaser. Right? We have generally, when you say 30 days, right, that always means that's a Chodesh Malay. Whereas when you say Chodesh, right, it could even be 29 days, right? Because a chodesh can be the 29 or 30 days. So therefore, we'll say that, right, the Tanakhama says 30 days, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says a chodesh, which would imply 29 days. Right? That Tosfos deals with a little bit that generally in the Torah, when we say the word chodesh, we mean 30 days. Right, so he's saying maybe when it's midrabbanan, when the rabbanan used the term chodesh, maybe it means 29 days. So then he has to come up with it. There are a couple other places in Shas where they use the term chodesh and it really means 30 days. So in all of those instances, he has to come up with a reason why it was easier to use the word chodesh instead of 29 days. I mean, either they want the same number of chodeshim or other reasons why. So now, where it says Amarav lo shano. So this is going back to the Mishnah lo shano el b'mefarish. That he explicitly gives the term of the nether is the terms that were mentioned in the Mishnah, like 30 days or 60 days. Avavistam, you'll see the altar. But if he makes a nether without any time limit on it, then he gets divorced right away. If he takes ktubah, she gets her ksuba. Shmuel Amar, afilu vistam, lo yotzi shem yimse petach l'nidro. The whole point of this buffer is not because that's the duration of the nether, but rather because even if he takes a stam nether, we give him an opportunity to try to undo that which he did. So where it says, V'afliku be'chad zimna. So we had this earlier in the Gemara in Samach Aleph. Then Rav and Shmuel have this argument about stam versus mefarish. Someone who takes a nether, that his wife cannot get an astashmish from him. He waits 2 weeks. He waits a week. V'amrav machloket be'mefarish. The machlokas here is if he explicitly takes the nether for that duration. Av avistam, you'll see the altar. But if it's just a stam nether, then he gets divorced and gives her ksuba right away. You think tuba. Shmuel amar afilu bistam, even if he doesn't give a limit to the nether. Nami lo yotzi shema imtze petach l'nidro. Because maybe he'll find the petach l'nidro. So why do we need them to tell us this argument both by the nether of Tashmish Shemitah and also here by our nether? Over here, Nether Hano, which seems to be a Nether of Mizonos. So Mar says, Tricha, di itmar bahahi, right? Why if we just said it by Tashmish, why kamara mishum zalev shabavarnas? Right there, he can't have a third party fill in for him with Tashmish. That doesn't work. So that's why Rav says, what if he doesn't give an explicit time limit, it doesn't work. Abo baha, but in our case over here by Mizonos, zalev shabavarnas, that you can use a third party to fill in. Maybe he'll agree to Shmuel's position that even by a stam, we wait out this amount of time. If you said it by this case over here, by Mizonos, maybe that's why Shmuel's opinion over here is a filu b'stam, is because you can use a third party to fill in. But by Tashmish, maybe he'll agree to Rav, since a third party can't fill in, that maybe only by Mefarish does it work. So therefore we need both cases to teach us. In each case, Rav and Shmuel hold by their positions, that Shmuel says the filu stam, and Rav says it has to be for the duration mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay. So a person who takes a neder, that his wife, she cannot eat one fruit. She will not eat any of one fruit. Yotzi b'tein ketubah. She goes out and gets a ketubah. Alright. So Tosos points out that when we say lo titum echa mikol peirot, if you look at the top Tosos, it says la b'chol peiros madir lo. It's not asking her on all peirot. Im kein la b'chayo. then it would not even take effect. Why? Di'efshar lo l'kayim, right? Because it's impossible for her to keep such a neder. But it's a case where shelo titome min echad shebe peiros. It's a case where he says that she won't eat one type of peiros. She says she won't eat. So that's why the neder. You know, that yesterday discussing, David was also discussing about why is that enough to be considered a problem here? Why do we say yotzi v'tein ketuba? Right, what's the problem here? So it sounds like that it's, I mean, from the Gemara further on a little bit also, it sounds like this is that it's ganebala. It's something that will cause her husband to be disgusted with her because she's not, you know, there are other items also, and therefore he will, right, want to divorce her anyway. So we just say, we're not going to put her in a position where she reaches that point of tiskan al bala. Right, bishlam of the Rav. According to Rav, this makes sense. Kan bistam, kan mefarish. What's the difference between the ratio of the Mishnah where he says what? That you wait for 30 days, and over here it says Yotzi v'tein ketubah right away. We don't wait any time. So Rav explained the beginning of the Mishnah, the first half of our Mishnah is talking about where he explicitly gave a time limit, and therefore that's why he waits the time limit. Kam b'mifarish, right? But on the other, or over here it's stam, right? And therefore he gets rid of it right away. Now the Shmuel Kasha, how's the Shmuel going to explain this? So where it says, Achma iskina koshin nodra hi v'kayim lo ihu. This is the Kimta in the Mishnah, which establishes why we learn the Mishnah this way is what? It's a case where she took the neder and he was mekayim the neder, because savar Rabbi Meir. So because that Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, so it's Rabbi Meir who noten etzba ben shineha. It's his fault. In this case, it's his fault because he put, you know, because by mekayim the neder, that's what caused the problem, and therefore he's motzi and gets rid of right away. So Marcus's challenge is this position. Savar Meir who noten etzba ben shineha. Is that really what Rabbi Meir holds? That when she takes an eder and he's mekayim it, that is his fault. Like we look at it as being his fault, and therefore she'll get a get, and he'll pay the ksuba. Right? But Tanya, don't we have a brisa? But Yishe Nidra Benozir, a woman who took an eder Nozir, b'shama balav lo hefar. Her husband hears it and is not made for love. Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda Omrim he no that's b'shu bin shineo. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say that's her problem. She took the eder. It's her problem. Lefikach imrata balei fair yofer. If he wants to be made for the neder, that's his entitlement. If he wants to say what, let it go, and he's not made for it, then he can say, I don't want a woman who takes nedarim. Teisesh lo ketuba. She goes out without a ksuba. Why? Because he assumes it's her fault. She took the neder, right? And it's not a neder that allows for the normal interaction of a husband and a wife, because his wife's going to be maybe niskana a lot. It's his fault. If he really didn't want an Isha Nidranit, he should have just been made for the Neder. If he wanted to be nullified, the Neder, that he can do. If he says, I don't want to have a woman who takes Nidarim, and it was Mekayim, right? He has to get a divorce and get rid of her with a Ksuba, because it's his fault. He could have been made for the Neder. The fact that he didn't make for the Neder, we're going to put the blame on him now. So now, if that's the case, we see that Rabbi Meir holds in this Mishnah by Nazir what? That it's her fault, right? And over here in our Mishnah, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, we're saying that it's his fault. So that sounds like a steer in Rabbi Meir. So Gemara says, Ipuch, switch around the opinions. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omrim Hunotein. Now Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah of Nazir are going to say that it's his fault, right? And therefore she gets her ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda Omrim Lazar, that's her fault that she doesn't get a ksuba. So based on that, now we've reconciled Rabbi Meir. Because in both cases, now Rabbi Meir is going to say it's his fault, and she gets a get with a ksuba, right? Whatever he wants to be motzir, he has to be motzir with a ksuba. So Mari now challenges the switch. So does Rabbi Yossi really hold that what? That she's at fault? But it's not. Don't we have a Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi Omer b'aniyot shalonatan kitzva. At the end of our Mishnah here, it says, what if he takes a neder that she may not put on perfumes b'samim, right? If Rabbi Yossi says, if by a poor woman he gave no time limit, then what? Then it's whose fault? It's his fault. And she yotzi v'tein ketuba. So what do you see from that? You see that Rabbi Yossi holds that when Ibal, and this is a case, we set up our mission in a case where she took the neder, and he is mekayimit. So we see that he blames the Baal in that case. So now what? So Rabbi Yossi now is a steer, because we just switched around that Rabbi Yossi now says what? He not know. Right, that it's her fault by Nazir. And now we're saying over here in our Mishnah that it's his fault. So where it says, all right, we'll switch around the authors in that Mishnah Nazir. Ema Rabbi Meir, Viv Rabbi Yossi, Omrim, Hunotein. Say Nazir, it'll read that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi hold that what? That who notained? That he's the problem, and therefore she gets her ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar, he not not. And then we'll read Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehuda of the opinion that it's her fault, and she goes out without a ksuba. So now Gemara is going to challenge this. Besav Rabbi Yehuda, he not not. So now you're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda says it's her fault? That's not. Rabbi Yehuda, Meir Bistrol, Yom Echad Yikayim. Right? We have Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says what? For one day, Yikayim. For 2 days, then he gets divorced, right? So that's in our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Bistrol, Yom Echad. When he says, "Lashlotu tom echad mikol haperot," you would say, "Biting ketuba." So you see, what do you see from Yehuda? It's a case again where we're setting up our Mishnah that she took the nether, he was mekayim it, and what does Rabbi Yehuda say? After one day, he's out. She goes out. Yotzi biting ketuba. She has to give a ketuba. So we're blaming the husband again. So now we have a Mishnah in. So now we have a problem. We have Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah here, Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah here, and we have Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. All three of them appear in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah right here, it says what? Yotzi v'tein ketuba. All the cases in our Mishnah, she gets her ksuba. If we set up our Mishnah according to Shmuel as being a case where she took a neder and he was mekayim it, what do you see from our Mishnah? That all three of them hold that it's his fault. So now, how are you going to explain the Mishnah in Nazir? How are you going to explain the Mishnah in Nazir that says what? That two of them say it's her fault, two of them say it's his fault. So the Gemara says, Amos, and we're going to switch around. Rabbi Meir, Virab Yehuda, Virab Yossi Omer Hunotein. So the Mishnah Nazir, three of them say it's his fault. Therefore, he has to pay out a ksuba. Rabbi Elazar alone, he is going to say that she is at fault, and therefore she doesn't get her ksuba. Gemara says, V'im tim salomar, zuge zuge tani. All right, say you make a mistake, which pair you got together, right? But the fact that what the Tana got made a mistake on how many he said this opinion, how many said that opinion, right? If it's 2 and 2 and he mixed up the names, that's one thing. But if you say it's 3 and 1, how did he end up saying 2 and 2? So the Gemara says, Eimer Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, Meir, he not, no. We're going to say that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar are the ones who say it's her fault. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, will say that it's his fault. Right? Why? Because in our Mishnah, who are mentioned explicitly? Rabbi Yossi is mentioned explicitly by Ania, by Besamim, and Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned by Peros explicitly. Since those two are mentioned explicitly, we know they both for sure hold that it's his fault. Rabbi Meir, we assumed, was in our Mishnah. Why? Because we said Stam. Mishnah Rabbi Meir here, but Rabbi Meir is not mentioned explicitly, so that's what the Gemara says. Astam al delok Rabbi Meir. This Stam Mishnah will not be Rabbi Meir, and therefore you can have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Elazar be the authors of the opinion in Nazir that what? It's her fault, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda will be both from our Mishnah and in Nazir will be the ones that say that it is his fault. Gemara says v'samer Rabbi Yossi b'niyo shalom natan kitzva ama baal matzah mefer. So what in the end of our Mishnah we said that what Rabbi Yossi says that by aniyot, by poor women, that's when he doesn't give any, when he gives no limit, then it's his fault, right? When because what's the case here? She took the neder, he was mekayim it, and Rabbi Yossi says she goes out with the ksuba. Alma baal matzi mefer. If we're going to say it's the baal's fault, it must be that what he has the ability to be mefer this neder. Veraminu, is that really true? Elud verim shel baal mefer. What are the items that a husband is entitled to get rid of? So, dvarim sheishman inui nefesh, things that I have inui nefesh to cause some sort of inui nefesh. What's that? Ir merchatz im lo erchatz. The woman takes some sort of nether relating to her bathing. She will bathe, she won't bathe. One is, if I will bathe, then something, you know, she makes it tonight. If I will bathe, then I will not da 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 da. So, therefore, what? She's not going to bathe because of this nether. Or im lo erchatz, or she won't bathe. Right? Im ekashet, im lo ekashet. So in either of these two cases where she says, I won't bathe or I won't put on perfumes, then those are considered nidrei yidui nefesh. Ama Rabbi Yossi, ein elu nidrei yidui nefesh. So you see, Rabbi Yossi disagrees that putting on perfume is inui nefesh. Ve'elu ein nidrei yidui nefesh. These are the ones that are considered inui nefesh. What are they? Shlo chalbas, if she says, I won't eat meat, shlo shtei yayin, I won't drink wine, shlo ekashet, ve'vigdei tzivonim, I won't wear colored clothing. So you see, Rabbi Yossi does not consider putting on perfumes or mitkashet as being what? As being a inui nefesh. So therefore, how can we suggest in our Mishnah that she took a neder, then he was mekayim the neder, and therefore it's his fault, and therefore she gets her ksuba? How does he even have the right to be made for this neder? So my says, Achamay Skin with Dvarim Shebeino the Beina. There are two items that they're allowed to, the vowel is allowed to be made fair. One is what? Inui nefesh. Items that are afflictions to her. And the other ones are, Dvarim Shebeino Leveina. things that are between here, I mean, that affect their relationship, certain items that affect their relationship. So, that makes sense according to one who says that when it affects the relationship, the Baal is allowed to be Mefer. Even in those cases, what are you going to say? Because we have a memra that when it comes to items between the husband and the wife, the Baal has the ability to nullify them. That the husband has no right to be Mefer. We never find that a fox dies in his foxhole, meaning that even though it might be disgusting or might not be able to deal, you know, the fox always is able to live what he knows already, right? It's also here. The husband will be, you know, he'll deal. He's been living with his wife. He knows how to handle these situations. He'll be okay. Tamar says, So then why is he allowed to be Mayfair here, according to this opinion? So according to Rabbi Yossi, why? According to Rabbi Yossi, we know what? That not putting on perfumes or lodik tkashet is not considered inui nefesh. So that does not automatically entitle the husband to be Mayfair. Now, if you hold what the Devarim Shebein al-Beinah, like Rav Huna, that things that deal with between in their relationship, that he can be Mayfair, then we solve the problem. So Rabbi Yossi is going to say, Beinah al-Beinah, the problem is that Rav Rava says, ain't a Baal Mayfair, right? That the husband's not allowed to be Mayfair things that are between her and him. So if that's the case, how do we have a case in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi says that the husband's responsible and therefore she gets her ksuba? Because the husband couldn't even be Mayfair it. He had no right to be Mayfair it. So where it says it's a case where she put her kshutim with Tashmish Amita. Damar yeser hanat tashmishecha lai imit kashet. Right? The hana of your Tashmish will be usur to me if I, put on perfumes. Damar Rav Kana, like Rav Kana says, Hana Tashmishi Alecha, that the Hano of my Tashmish is on you, Kofi Misham Shto. Then we force her to have relations with him. Hana Tashmishcha Alai, right? If she says, the Hano from you, of your Tashmish on me, is Asr, yea, fair, the Baal should be made for it. In this case, we ask the Baal to be made for. We tell the Baal to be made fair because what? We don't feed something to someone that's usur to them. Meaning that since she made him usur to have tashmish with her, we don't force her to have tashmish with him because she made him usur. He's an usur to her. So we say, be mefer. Below titkashet, so the Gemara suggests, okay, so the problem here, the tashmish side of it, below titkashet, don't put on perfume, below teaser, and then she won't have a problem. Because the whole tonight is, if I put on perfume, then I won't, your hanas tashmish cha alai will be usur to me. So Mar says, Im kein karula minuvelet. So Mar says, then people will call her, you know, a disgusting woman. So they doesn't want that's something that becomes, right? A problem. Vetit kashet v'teyaser. All right, so put on the perfume, and then she'll become also. Ila beit shamai shtei shabbatot. If it's beit shamai, because we said before, if she takes the neder, in the last paragraph, she takes the neder about tashmish, we give 2 weeks according to beit shamai, 1 week according to beit hillel. So it's over here. So then she'll be also for 2 weeks or a week. How come it's immediately that she is, you know, we say Tetseviti Ktuba? So Mar says, Hana Emile Hecha de Adra Ihu. Right? That's when he took the nether to Asur Tashmish, that's when we say wait a week or wait 2 weeks. Why? The Savar Mirtach Rotochalai. She says, he's just angry at me, right? We got into a fight, he's angry at me, that's why he said it. And soon, you know, after a week, I was like, he'll settle down and everything will be straightened out. He'll get a petach for the nether. About Hocha de Nodra Ihi, she took the nether, Vishotikva, right, and he is silent. And so it's clear what he's not angry about. She was the one who made the nether, and now he was Mikayim the nether. Sovar mi ishtik misna husanili. Like, so that she's saying that what? The fact that he was silent in this case means that he hates me. Right? So in a case where we say what? Where the Tashmish was also, we say, wait a week, wait 2 weeks, because why? He did it out of anger. He was the one who took it. He was spontaneously, he did it without forethought, and therefore she thinks he'll undo it. So we give him a week, we give him 2 weeks to figure it out, to settle down and to take it out. But when a case where she took the nether, and he was mekayim it, which is a much more of a premeditated right, decision to allow this to stand, she's going to say, he hates me, I don't even want to wait. You know, get me out of here. That's it. So we're not going to wait any time to see if we can undo it. First of all, why undo it? It's her nether, so there's nothing to undo, because the fact is, right, the other possibility is what? He can undo his kiyum. He can be shoal on his kiyum. But the fact that Tosfos mentions that maybe he's only allowed to be shown as kiyum on the day that it's possible to still be made for it. But once the day passes, then he can't be shown as kiyum. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bani Yochanotan Kitzvah, Bekama Kitzvah. How much is a Kitzvah? How much is the duration, meaning that when we say there's a Kitzvah? So I'm Rabbi Yudama Shmuel Yud Bet Chodesh. Every 12 months, she gets a little bit of perfume. So if he says it for the neder for more than 12 months, then it's unacceptable. Rabbi Barchanan, Rabbi Yochan Esther Shanim. Every 10 years, she sees some perfume. So therefore, if he takes the neder for less than 10 years, that's okay. If it's for more than 10 years, then Yotzi B'Tank Tuba. Kisimar Rabbi Regel. One Regel. That every regel, she gets perfume, she gets something special. So therefore, if it's from more than one regel, that's considered too much time. The duration is too long, and therefore he has to give her Yotzi B'Tank Tuba. Shiro Salamid Yom. The wealthier women, the kitzvah is 30 days. Maish no lamid yom. Why 30 days? Amar Abayish ken isha chashuva nenis mehreyach shutea lamid yom. Because a choshev woman, when she puts on perfumes or puts on these besamim, she gets enough from it for 30 days. So 30 days is enough for time for her to wait for her next application. But if it's more than 30 days, then she's going to run out from the last application. That already considered, she'll get Yotzi B'Tank Ketubah. Okay, next Mishnah. Madar Dishto Shalo Teich LeBeit Avia takes an ender that his wife should not go back to her father's house. Bisman Shuhima Be'ir. If her father lives in the same city, Chodesh Echad Yikayim Shnaim Yotzi. If it's 1 month, he can keep her, try to see if he gets a petah. 2 months out. Yotzi B'Tank Ketubah Zman Shu Be'ir Acheret. If the parents live in a different city, Regel Echad Yikayim. If it's one regel, he can keep it. Shlosha Yotzi. But after three regalim, if the neder is for longer than three regalim, then he's Yotzi. Obviously, what's missing is two regalim, right? You only give one and two, so more ask that. Yotzi V'Tein Ketubah. Amadir Yishosh L'Teich LeBeit Avel, Ola Beit HaMishteh, says you're not allowed to go to Beis Avel, not allowed to go to Beis Mishteh, Yotzi V'Tein Ketubah. That's unacceptable or unreasonable. We're going to discuss why. Therefore, Yotzi V'Tein Ketubah. V'Pnei Shenoel B'Fanel, because he's ruining her social outlets, right? We'll see why. If he makes a claim that it's inappropriate for her to be in these places, then Rashai is allowed to make such an edit. If he says, go tell someone else what I told you, or go tell someone else what you told me, what I told you, right? Or he says, go fill up stuff in the garbage dump and dump it out. In all these cases, he gives her he has to divorce her and give her a ksuba. Gemara says, Hagufu Kasha, the Mishnah itself has a steer. Amart regal echad yikayim. You said for one regal, he keeps her, meaning that if the neder is only for the duration of one regal, that's okay. Ashnaim yotzi. Mashma what? That if it's two regalim, then yotzi b'tank tuba, then he gets divorced and gives her a ksuba. Ema sefer, now what are you going to do with the next line in the Mishnah? Shlosha yotzi. If he did it for three regalim, then what? Yotzi b'tank tuba. Hashnaim yikayim. Right, then for two, she will keep it. You know, mean that he stays with her. So Rabbi Seifa Atan the Kohenet. A Seifa has to do with the Kohenet. So when is it two that you get rid of her? That's when it's Yisrael. When it's a Kohen. And then after two, if it's already two regalim, I'm sorry, we keep her because we don't want the Kohen to get divorced so fast because he can't return her, right? Rabbi Huda, he. That's like Rabbi Huda in our Mishnah, right? Rabbi Huda already suggested that by the net there, by Mezonos, keeps Chodesh Echad Yikayim, Shnei Chodoshim, right? You wouldn't be Mekayim unless he's a Kohen, where he keeps her for two Chodoshim. All right? Rabba Barulah Amar Lokash Kan Redufa Kan Meshein Redufa. Depends how badly she, or how often she goes back to her father's house. If she's always running back to her father's house, right, meaning that she goes to see her parents all the time, then what? One regel he kayem, two regalim. Then he has to divorce and get a ksuba. But sheinu redufa, she's not regularly running back to her parents' house. Then if it's for three regalim, he has to give her a yotzi b'tank ksuba. That's not reasonable. If it's for two regalim, he can still keep her because she's not running back home so fast. So that's what Gemara says. Az it to be enough kumetzit shalom. Then I was in his eyes as finding shalom or shlema, being hold. Amar Rabbi Yochanan kikala shenimsa shlema bebeit chamia. This is like a kava that finds peace or is finding herself comfortable in the house of her in-laws. I mean that she is, normally the woman is comfortable in her own parents' house. When a woman gets married, especially in those days, I think they moved in right back to, the woman went to the father, the husband's, you know, family. They lived by the husband's family. So therefore now she's feeling comfortable. So it's the point where she's feeling comfortable with her new family, with Beit Chamia. So she wants to go back home to tell her parents how good things are now, how good she is. She's doing so well in her in-laws' house. So therefore she's running back. So she does that. The Gemara assumes that's on the regal. She's going to go home. She wants to go home to tell her parents about it. So in Hosea it says there'll be a time when you call me, right, my husband, Ishi, meaning husband. Rashi says Nisuin, but something where Ishi is something of a level plane, right, where she feels on plane or on par with her husband, right? Velo tikrili od Bali. Bali is a lashon of adnut or lashon of, right, looking over or master.
Superior.
Right, superiority, right, good word. So therefore, there'll be a point when she reaches Ishi. Right, that's when a kala feels, right, comfortable in her in-law's house, right, that she is, so that she'll be the point where she'll tikri Ishi. Right, when she's still in her father's house, when she's still at home, then her husband to her is like a baal. Right, because she's not at that point of comfort. But once she reaches that point of comfort, that she's beveit chamia, she's comfortable beveit chamia, that's the point that we want to reach with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We want to feel that comfort with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we're no longer out of Yira, but out of Avil, that we feel comfortable enough to come before Hashem. Okay. Madhav Vishto, I'm going to do a little more. I think we're running early today.
Okay.
I can go to the two dots, maybe we'll go to the two dots. Mm-hmm. All right, so Madir et Ishto. So Bishlam al Beit Mishta Ikano b'Fenel. All right, I understand why if he says she can't go to the parties, right? That's because what? He's ruining her social outlets, right? I mean, that's the place where she can socialize and she can interact, right? She's, Rashi says that he's no b'Fenel delet shel simcha. It's not allowing her to have to enjoy life, u'pikuach tzar, and to forget her worries or forget her bad times. El Beit Avel, why if he rejects her going to the Beit Avel, says he can't go to the Beit Avel, what's the problem? I know, but for now, what's he ruining for? Ika tana the machar he made to. I mean, sorry, no, but for now, Ika, what type of closing the door is there? Tana machar he made to ben kobriya softa, because tomorrow she'll pass away and nobody will come to eulogize her. Why? Vigadami in kobriya sofna, or nobody will come to bury her, because it's tit for tat. I mean, if she goes to eulogize others, and she goes to bury others, then it's others will repay her with that same kindness. If she does not, then nobody will, and that'll leave her in a state, despondent state. Tanya Rimei Omer, my dechtiv tov lelechet al Beit Avel melechet al Beit Mishter. Why does it call it says better to go to Beit Avel melechet Mishter? Basher hu sof kol adam, because that's the end of life. Vachayiten libo, my vachayiten libo. What does it mean that the person whose remains will put on his heart? Where is he putting his heart? Dvarim shel misa. That he'll remember the issues of Misa. Why? The Sabod Yispadune. That if he gives eulogizes for others, they will eulogize for him. The Kavar Yikvune. If you bury others, they will bury you. Deidal Yidlune. Right? Those that are cry or raise their voices in crying, right? They will cry for you. The Levai Yilivune. If you are Malava the Mace, so too they will be Malava you. The Tan Yitunune. And that those that you carry will carry you. Meaning, I assume here means they carry the Mito. So that it's the chayitin libo to make sure that what? That you go. Right? As difficult it is to go to the Beis Avel, that you go to the Beis Avel because, right, that's something where is there's a soveiv, right? That what you do for others will come back to you. And so therefore it's important for you to do for others, and therefore that you will be also treated in the same way down the road. Or you've done Varim Shel Misa, you can say over here, Varim Shel Misa is that one person is osig b'meis, right, then it has an impact on them. I think, you know, that even, meaning that one person is osig with the meis and deals with all these types of issues, it has a emotional impact on that person. It also, they'll take it to heart what's happening with the meis, that's their end also, right? That you could say, not that sapen yispidene, that you eulogize, that others will eulogize you, but rather that the same way this person was eulogized, you will be eulogized. The same way you're buried, this person was buried, you will be buried. Meaning that the person will realize that they're also mortal and they're going to die, and that they need to be mishaper masim. They have to change their ways or be better, because people are going to have to say something about them when they die. People are going to, you know, in the end, you're going to be buried, and they're going, people are going to be malabi you. And what are they going to think? What are they going to say about you? So you may, you have to improve your ways.